الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسول رب العالمين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فإذا جاءت الطامة الكبرى وبرزت الجحيم لمن يرى فأما من طغى وآثر الحياة الدنيا فإن الجحيم هي المأوى وأما من مقام ربه ونهى النفس عن الهوى فإن الجنة هي المأوى يسألونك عن الساعة أيان مرساها فيما أنت من ذكراها فيما أنت من ذكراها إلى ربك منتهاها إنما أنت منذر من يخشاها كأنهم يوم يرونها كأنهم يوم يرونها لم يلبثوا إلا عشية أو ضحاها آمنت بالله صدق الله العظيم اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد المجتبى وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أما بعد People often discuss about power and different kinds of power, but in Islam, the scholars and the shayukh also have mentioned the greatest power given to human beings. There is no doubt Allah is alone the most powerful, and whoever has any power, that is given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what is the most dangerous and lethal power which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa azza wa jal has given anyone? Someone might say that the power of technology, information, someone might say a bomb, a nuclear bomb is powerful, a hydrogen bomb is powerful. Or if anyone is given at their disposal such power, That is very, very dangerous. But the Shayukh and the Shaykh of Tariqa Muhammadiyah have mentioned that more powerful and dangerous than all of these things, all of the powers of the world, of the weather, of the wind, or of the storms, or of the earthquakes, or the powers of stars and moons, the most dangerous power has been given to a human being is not the atomic bomb or technology or power to fly, but they say the power which is most dangerous which is been given to human being, that is the power of freedom of will, freedom to do whatever you like. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given from His power by His will a free will to the human being. Not all free will, everyone likes to live for 1,000 years and they don't. Everyone has freedom of will, they think if they had, they won't become ill. They won't become overweight, they won't become aged or actually other matters as well. So freedom of will, where is it? What is the sphere of it? It is the small sphere to choose between good and evil. Good and evil, good and bad. Now why we say that it is more dangerous, that power? Because if anyone has an atomic bomb at their disposal, we shouldn't give to one person, the people who are not wise, the people who do not think. Why? Because they will abuse it. And when they abuse that power, let's say they have an atomic bomb at their disposal, when they will utilize it, what will happen? What's going to happen? A part of the world, or let's imagine whole of the world, will be destroyed. But what is it? It means that many people will be killed or die as martyrs because they're innocent people, but they're going to live in another world. They are going to be living in the life hereafter. And many of them in bliss and blessings because they have been killed innocently. So any power of destruction which is in this world, no matter it is used, it shouldn't be, definitely not even slightest power should not be used unlawfully or abused. But if the greatest power is abused, still the harm comes to the physical part of the human beings, the physical world where the human beings live. But after that they might go into Jannah. But what is the most lethal and dangerous power is the power of this freedom of will, that if you abuse it, you can be ending up in hellfire forever and ever and ever and ever. So that is the greatest destruction. Khusranul Mubin, Khusranul Azim, a greatest loss ever, which anyone can suffer. Not someone has lost an eye, someone has lost a child, someone has lost a wife, or someone lost a limb, but someone who loses their chance to see any peace and blessings and tranquility forever and ever. That is the greatest loss which I... Because human being is such a creation that therefore their 50 years, they work night and day so that they can have a good retirement pension. After 65 years, how much person is going to live? So they've been working. firstly to spend 25 years better, they study and train for 25 years from the nursery school to actually the primary, and the primary to college, university, and then their university after their training, their degrees and learning, etc. Why? So that the next 25 and until they are 50, they can have a little bit of secure income. You see how they want, they do sacrifice for a little bit of time, half. 65 years of work so that they can live. If they live 200 years, still they are 35. So 65 years work so that they can at least live comfortably for 35 years. Although a person will be old, aged, not medicine, nothing can help much more that person, because nothing can stop the time. Nothing can stop the aging. So working 25 young years to have the 25 of the 50 years good, and working for 65 years to have 35 years of the old age. But what about working for 40, 50, 60 years to live a life of 70, 80 billion years actually, or forever and ever in bliss? That is the wise person. And who loses this opportunity, as I said, that the most lethal, dangerous power is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa azza wa jal has given you to do or not to do things. I was saying the other day in Ramadan about the tawfiq, about the will which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the human being. What is tawfiq? Tawfiq is that this freedom of will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you, and providing the circumstances and the power to given to you, that head to toe I give your body under your power, O human being. This is my tawfiq. I have given you the power. If you command the eyelash to close, how will it open? If you give the command to your tongue to be silent, how will it open? If you command your tongue to speak truth, how will it speak falsehood? How will it use swearing language if you say to the tongue, command the tongue, I want to use a good language? If you command your mind even to think good, it can't plan evil. For planning, it needs that tawfiq, that freedom of will, that power which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you at your disposal. If you command your hand to give something to someone, save a life, how will it kill a life? And if you command your feet to walk towards the mosque, how will they walk towards the pub? That is the tawfiq, that is the freedom of will which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. So now me and you, this saying this to us, Peer Sahib, Hadar Sahib, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the power to do good things. He has given you. You are not using. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, Inna Allah, surely Allah says, surely Allah, La yughajjiru. I'm not going to change you. I'm not going to change you by force, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying here. Because I have given you freedom of will until you change me. I have already given power at your disposal. Why you are not using? You are keeping that power to yourself? You are keep giving that power at the disposal of shaitan, and then asking me to give you more so that you become more evil? You will abuse it more. You have more money, more power. The little bit Allah has given you, you are abusing. And you are saying, give me more, oh Allah, give me more so I can do good thing. Which is the person, imagine to commit zina, how many stages are there? Your body is under your control. Your eyes are under your control. You having any relationship with anyone is under your control. And your freedom of will which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. The willpower, the power of the mind to command, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. So how can you commit any sin? And when there is no power in you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, then it's no sin upon you as well, if you even do it. When you lose that power to do, when you lose that power for freedom to choose, you are discharged of responsibility. The drama which we are playing, the game which we are playing, dangerous game, playing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah has given us power, hands under your control, feet under your control, eyes under your control. What more control you want? Come that person in front of me, say, I am asking my eyes to close, my eyes are opening without my instruction. I am commanding my tongue to be silent and my tongue is talking. And as I said, that if that is the case, then you are discharged of responsibility. Rasulullah has said, these people, the pen is lifted from them, no sin is written. But what we are doing, we are cunning, deceiving ourselves and trying to deceive the deen and the mashayikh and awliya and ulama and all the evil and dishonesty we are actually behaving. The most powerful thing which Allah has given us in the universe is this freedom of will. We are abusing it and then saying to Allah, give me more so that I do more sins. I abuse it more. Someone you give money and they go and drink alcohol. Someone you give money and they actually buy alcohol or drugs. Someone says, you give me money, and they actually go and kill someone. And then they come to you, give me more, I want to be a good person. Help me, give me more good money. Give me some money more. Who will give that person? He's going to kill more. He's going to be on drugs more. He's going to drink alcohol more. He's going to have commit zina more. Because that's what he is doing with already given power. So try to understand that you already, what you're finding outside is already in you. Because I want to see the person who says, when Allah says, I have given your body under your control, I want to see the person whose body is not under his control. If he is conscious, he is sound mind, the body is under. If he has become insane, as I said, the pen is lifted from the person. Say, do whatever you like now, there is no sin. But we are sane people, we think, we plan. And just to make excuse that we say, Allah has not given us tawfiq, Allah has not given us power, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, la hawla wa la quwwata. There is no power to change. And there's no power to do righteous deed, and there's no power to stop from the sin. Illa billah. But comes from Allah. So this means that Allah has come, Allah has given us that. If we want to change, if we don't want to change, if you want to stop sinning, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa azza wa jal doesn't command anyone to do something if they don't have that ability to do. If they don't have the ability, Allah does not command. Allah says to the sick person, you can don't fast, fast later. وَإِن كُنْتُمْ لَا سَفَارٍ فَإِدَّةُ مِنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخَرٍ. O Marid, meaning the person who is ill. If a person is in journey, what is it? How is difficult it is from getting from here to Manchester in a car? How difficult it is from here to going to London in a car? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, even this is the journey, you can leave fast, you can fast later. So Allah is so much that when he knows that the person haven't got full control, or he will be inconvenience will be caused that of extreme, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discharges his obligation like the first thing. And he said, لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. He doesn't ask any soul to do only whatever is in their ability. So I am trying to convey this matter to you, to clarify in your mind, the thing you want, you ask, go to the Hazrat Sahib, dua kare, guna nahi chhoot rahe, Hazrat Sahib, dua kare, Peer Sahib, I am trying to get away from these bad things, etc., etc. Know that the power Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala given you, you give that power into the hand of the teacher, he'll utilize it for you. The power which he has given, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you, he's given the eyes, ears, hands under your control. As I say, they can't disobey you. They can't disobey you. They can't say no to you. The eyes, when you want to shut them, eyes have no power to open. When the hands, you say, open, they have no power actually to close. When the hands, you say, don't touch, they don't have a power to touch. So this is under your control, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given it to you. And if you can give this control in the hand of the teacher, that you utilize my this power, you will reach Allah. But if you want to be dishonest, and you want to give this power in the hand of shaitan, then you will end up where shaitan is. Then you will end up doing shaitanic things, no matter how much you are praying for yourself. Yes, there will be days when these things will not be under your control. But not now. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying the hands, if Allah had not asked the hands to obey us, they will slap you on the face, your own face. 100 slap it, your face will actually turn red, or rather actually you will die. They are so, actually the hands, the other is a creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are even not happy with those people who are disobeying Allah. Yahi haath maar maar ke aapko jo hai khatam kar de. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that my command is that until death, O hands, O feet, O eyes, you stay under the control of the person. On one day, yes, they will, after some time it will happen like this. Men say, وَقَالُوا لِجَلُودِهِمْ لِمَا شَهِدْتُمْ عَلَيْنَا. When all the body, the hands are going to stand in front of us, speak against us, they will start speaking, and I will say, who is it? وَقَالُوا لِجَلُودِهِمْ. They will say to you, their own skins and bodies, why are you speaking? Why are you giving witnesses against us? Why are you giving witness against us? Oh, you are giving witness against the hands are speaking. Al-yawma nakhtimu ala afwahihim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at that day your tongue will be stamped. Al-yawma nakhtimu ala afwahihim. Tukallimuna aydihim. Your hands are going to speak. Wa tashhadu arjuluhum. Your feet are going to give witness. Bima kanu yaksibun. Whatever they have been earning. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the heavens, if I want, I can punish you or get your sight away from you in seconds. Surah Yasin, and the next verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if Allah wants, He can take your sight in seconds. And you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given blessing, you abuse it with your own freedom of will, and then you blame Allah, He's not giving me the power, Allah has not given me, I want to ask dua from this person so I become a pious person, righteous person. I say, yes, you need the dua, but you tell me that which organ of yours is disobeying you, which organ of yours is saying that actually no, your name is Bashir, or your name is Abdullah. Abdullah, the hand say, Abdullah, I'm not following you. I'm not doing whatever you're saying. Your eyes say, Abdullah, I am not actually listening to you. The tongue say, I don't want to listen to you. Who is this? To whom these people, these things are saying this? They will say on the day of judgment, and person will exactly know that they are out of their control. But now, have some thinking. Give some serious thinking. That the power which you are finding outside, you already have that power. It just matter now to use it. If you don't know how to use it, learn it from the people who used it well. Which people used it well? The prophets. They had freedom of will. The Sahaba, the Awliya, Rizwan Ajmain, they had freedom. They were the people who used it well. So you learn from the people who used it well. You go to for advice a person who is successful businessman, if you are one success. You don't go to the one who is already bankrupt. and say, yes, I give me some advice, how can I can become bankrupt as well? No, you go to the successful people, that who, how you have become successful. So similarly, we are going, you are going to your friends, you are, who are already in the hands of shaitan and others, or you are utilizing your own mind, which is already flawed, which is already corrupted. The file, the program, a mind which is not purified, the program is corrupted already. The file is corrupted already, it has so many viruses already. You do this and it will give you the result of something else. So the easiest thing to do is to give your this lethal, this dangerous power of freedom of will into the hand of the teacher, who, and ask him to use it, he will use it well for you. Just follow Abnahim. But today we have made a drama out of these things as well. There are people who don't say, give us that power, we'll utilize. They say, give us your money, we'll use it for you. And not giving anything back to you, but actually filling in their pockets. So the true duty of the teacher, of the mashayikh, were to use the freedom of will power of the student and the disciple in a way how Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam wants. And then slowly, after 2 years, 3 years, the person become a purified person. So this is power is so much lethal and dangerous that it can destine you to hell forever and ever. More dangerous than the atomic power, more dangerous than the nuclear bomb, more dangerous than the lava on the earth, more dangerous than anything. Because all these powers get together, they can't send you in hell. But this power of freedom of will, if abused, can send you in hell forever. And going in hell is very, 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 very difficult matter. We can't tolerate the heat. Millions of years the sun is away, still people go to hot countries and it's very, very hot. We need AC. We need these clothes. We need this. We need this. And what when you will be in the pillars of fire, dumped and closed down in the pillars of fire? What will happen when fire will flow into your veins like now blood is flowing into the veins? Not from outside coming, but inside coming out. What will happen? This is why the Anbiya alayhim salam were buried. Why the awliya, leaving their worldly preferences to side, they are trying to save people from a great destruction. But unfortunately, this power is so much powerful, you may say, that people who were living in the time of Anbiya, if they wanted, they used it against them. Rasulullah ﷺ never wanted his uncle to go into hellfire. How much he wanted him to go in Jannah. But he used this power. Rasulullah ﷺ was helpless there, that actually, what if he is not, he is disbelieving me, he is actually disbelieving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now what can I do? He prayed for him, but this person kept using. Similarly, many of the other awliya, sulaha, in the Quran, their stories of Anbiya alayhi wasalam. Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam didn't want his wife and his son to go into hellfire. He didn't. He even asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala admonished him that why are you asking me when you know they are not righteous people and they are not believers. But he took the risk of actually asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh my Rabbi, innabni min ahli, oh my Lord, my son is from my family. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya Nuh, oh Nuh, fala tas'alni, don't ask me, ma laysa laka bihilm, of what you don't have knowledge of. Inni aizuka, I give you sincere advice that don't become from the people who don't know. Look how great risk Nuh alayhi salam. He said, oh Allah, I ask forgiveness from you, I seek your refuge from all, from your wrath and actually your punishment. So how in front of their eyes, how much they wanted, how much they had desire that the wife, the husband, the son goes into Jannah, they are saved. But because they were using that power which I am saying to you, freedom of will power, against, no one could do anything. So understand, the power is already in you. Now, no one is going to give you more power, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you use it rightly, Allah is going to increase it. If you use it wrongly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to increase it. He's already given you enough. Others say, what is the sign of that power? That from head to toe, your body should obey you. Your body should obey you. Your hands, your eyes, your feet, your stomach, even your mind, it should obey you. And that is the power of freedom of will. That is one of the ingredients of tawfiq, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, facilitated. If he hadn't, then these things would have not listened. It will be a chaos, even in our bodies. Imagine the small, microscopic germs who are not listening to us, who are not under our control. What do they? How harm they cause the person? Cancer comes from these cells. Many diseases come from these germs who we can't see because they are not under our control. Look how much harm they can do. And if we had these organs and bodies not under our control, then what would have happened? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa azza wa jal has given these blessings to us, and then on top of it gave us the ruling power, the force power to us yet to control. And that's what we should use, and that's what Tariqah Muhammadiyah sallallahu alaihi wasallam shows you, how to use this power according to the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. According to his teaching, how you can use, he teaches you the tariqah, the method, the way you can use your freedom of will, then your eyes, then your ears, everything according to actually the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And there lies your success. And anyway, today I was going to mention a little bit of review or the summary of the teachings of the Prophet ﷺ regarding Ramadan and regarding what we should have achieved now. What should be, it's almost now a week or 5 days, what should have been, what type of person should be sitting here? What should a person I should be? What should a person you should be? You should know. And if you haven't got that result, then actually do something. Because the death has not come yet. So the teachings of the Prophet ﷺ in a summarized version, not in his words, but just actually to the meaning and summary, is that any achievement in the path of righteousness is gained, Prophet ﷺ teaching this, by three things fundamentally you need. By becoming sincere, sincerity meaning you want really, you become serious. Sincerity means you become serious with yourself and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That you want to be successful, you want to do it for Allah. Sincerity, ikhlas, is to become serious now with yourself and Allah. Second is with steadfastness. Steadfastness means you should have regularity, continuity of your doing something. Any medicine you take, food you take, courses you do in the world, there's continuity, there's regularity, then you become successful. And thirdly, resilience in my complete sunnah, meaning trying to follow the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a complete sunnah. So in Ramadan, after Ramadan, now what should have been, what type of person I should be, you should be, who should chat the kaaf as well. Farmaya ke the person now should be that he should be struggling and always maintaining the full embodiment of the complete sunnah, no matter what obstacle comes one's way. Is that me and you now? Is that me and you now? That we are struggling, meaning putting effort to maintain the following of the properly established term life, no matter what obstacle comes away. Or with little obstacle, oh yeah, I'm too tired now. I've done a lot of work during the Ramadan. I might as well rest now. Time of Fajr. Both partly tahajjud. Or actually my friends are calling me, I can't actually hold their pressure. Or the other person starts swearing me, I can't hold my tongue, I have to now answer him. Or I have been holding myself from pornographic images, now I should expose myself. Or these are obstacles. Pramaya, he should be the person who is determined with firmness not to move away from because of the storms of shaitan. Storms of shaitan, when shaitan brings storms, it's like storm coming. When the desire of sin, when the will or the environment to do evil, it is like a storm which comes. And if a person wants, they can stand in firm there. It will go away. But at that time, it's very, very under pressure, under pressure. I have to do something. And the thunders of one nafs, he should be able to stand. The thunder is the passion. He should be able to resist the flame of fire of desire. Flame of desire is it's a light in the nafs. It actually gushes out. Yeah, I want to take that drug. I want to actually meet that woman. I want to actually take this. I want to look at there. I want to do this. This is like a thunder which actually quakes the person. But Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, what type of person you should be, this person should stand like the mountain which never moves. Am I mere, you are a mountain? Or we are soft as actually carrots and soft as actually honey now actually in the hand of shaitan and nafs and desire. If we are, alhamdulillah, that's very good. These 4 days, you've been trained 30 days and you have stood in front of shaitan 4 days. Congratulations. But if it happened that on the Eid day or after, now even the farais are being, you are slackened upon the farais, or you are committing the haram, this means your 30 days effort is not lasting even 4 or 5 days. What will happen during the year? So it is a worry. So aapne farmaya ke, then a person should reach a level of purity and strength in order to continue your fight against the enemy shaitan. Meaning you should have accumulated energy of closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now, which you can use. You charge your phone for 3 hours, you use for 30 hours. You charge your spirit and mind and heart with taqwa for 30 days, you use it for actually the rest of the 11 months. But if in 3 days it's gone, then you need to worry, consult someone. My charger has not worked. My phone has not been charged. I've lost it in 3 days. What shall I do now? The solution is there. The ilaj to hai. So I'm just coming to at the end now actually of not the nasiha, but actually the discourse. So now I want you to firstly also ask questions, but also to give your names if you have not been charged. Meaning you don't have that power, you feel in 4 days you are lost the farais and you're committing some of the haram, watching pornographic movies or actually unseen, speaking falsely with swearing words, hearing wrong things, wandering around with wrong people, then give your name and have consultation for 15-20 minutes so that you can be on the road to recovery. You need a recovery. Like when the vehicle is not running, it's supposed to run from here to Manchester. Then you need recovery to restart and let your journey to Jannah actually continue. If you sit and listen and go home, nothing is going to change. Nothing is going to change. Only somebody says, yes, these are good things I should follow. Shaitan also says, these are the good things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Lord, I fear him, but he doesn't do whatever Allah tells him. Well, uske liye bhi naam de, and there's other programs brothers are going to announce and give you a name, and then inshallah let's get together and help each other.
Especially as you've all heard, it's an opportunity for us one of the Lord. Then again, we get these opportunities. So those people who want to know how to utilize this power that Allah has bestowed upon us, please don't be shy. Raise your hands, and after, or maybe before Isha or after Isha, just for about 15 to 20 minutes, a person will be explained briefly how we can achieve this, inshallah. So those brothers who want to know, please raise your hands and we'll take your name.
Give you their names.
Just give your name.
No, no. There's no membership fee, there's no bear or paying allegiance, there's no whatsoever. It's only a method to learn to use this lethal power of freedom in a better way.
See some new faces in the back. Don't be shy.
This is for new people, really. Other people, they come every week. Maybe most of them, they've already learned it and they are struggling and using. You, who are new people, give them, sit for 15, 20 minutes, and inshallah after, then inshallah you will learn something and go home with something at least.
Please give your names, and if anybody wants to ask a question as well. But remember, please, when you ask questions, try to ask relating to today's topic. Raise your hands before you ask the question, inshallah. And try to ask a maximum of 3 questions, like I said, relating to the topic. Those brothers who don't want to give their names until after, we will sit in Halakas, so you do participate. And then this information will be passed on to you. Apart from that, we have a few more announcements. One is, alhamdulillah, like the brother mentioned earlier, that many brothers, they were blessed to sit in the car in this masjid. And one of the participants was Brother Wasim Saab from DM Digital. And after he went back to his team and expressed how he benefited, through him, an opportunity has arisen where DM themselves have invited us to come to the studio, and those brothers who participate, especially the new brothers and the brothers who are listening on the internet, maybe from London and Birmingham, especially for you brothers, this opportunity where you can come to the studio tomorrow. We need to be there about 9:45, but the program will start at 10, so those people are going to watch it at home. Tala families, you can watch from 10 to 11:30. So those brothers, especially the London and Birmingham brothers, please try to participate, because it's your views they want to hear. And obviously the viewers, when after listening to your comments and views, it will encourage them to maybe change their lives as well. So those people, try your best to participate, inshallah, in this program tomorrow at DM Digital. And those brothers, if you have already not text their names, they can give their names to me, inshallah, after this program. Or those who want to text, they can do so also. Another announcement is that we have a monthly Durood and Salaam Gyan Mishir Majlis. This month, inshallah, it will take place in Oldham this Friday the 9th, after Maghrib Salah. So please bring your families and children, everybody is welcome to participate in this blessed gathering. So this Friday, inshallah, after Maghrib, at our Oldham Zami, inshallah. The other is, as many of this, especially for our brothers and new brothers as well, we've been hearing during the Itikaf the importance of conveying this message to others. So an opportunity has arisen, inshallah, on Friday the 16th, there'll be a camp for the Jamaat going to Birmingham, where a person, you will spend time in the mosque, nobody's asking you to pay any money, where you learn and also convey this message of the deen to people. So those brothers, please, if you stand up and give your names for that, that's Friday the 16th to Sunday the 18th. it's not a matter of just listening while we do most of the time. Now is the time to implement what we have learned and heard, so we can go out and take this lesson. Jazakallah. The other is, alhamdulillah, possibly in the first week of October, it was mentioned before during the Iqtikaf, there will also be a Jamaat going to Morocco. Firstly, for those brothers who have already given their names, it's important that you pass on your passport details, etc., to Brother Saeed, because many people haven't replied back to him. And secondly, for those who would still like to participate, they can also stand up and give their names, and also mention after all to Brother Saeed. So if there's anybody in here who would like to participate in that Jamaat to Morocco, where not only will be going to convey the message of this of the Deen, it will be a blessed opportunity to visit the mazars of the blessed Awliya Allah, where you can attain many blessings, inshallah. So if anybody here would like to participate, they can sign and give their names to Allah. The other is, like the brother mentioned, inshallah, it's not a matter of just listening and then letting it in one ear and out the other and going home. So inshallah, after, or possibly before, after the dhikr, inshallah, we'll have some circles where we will sit just for about 15 minutes or so, see what understanding we got from the discourse today, and share this understanding between each other so we can go with something more concrete to apply to our lives. And especially one important thing is better to remind each other again and again, and it was mentioned to us about the adabs of the Jamaat Khana. So please try to bear this in mind, that let it not be as it normally happens, that as soon as the discourse is finished and the Jamaat Khana turns into a rugby pitch or something like that, have the adabs of the Jamaat Khana. If you need to speak, go into the corridors and remind each other so we can benefit. If there's no questions, anybody there?